Welcome to the Be a Smart Woman podcast. Everyone has their own story to tell, and you never know what impact your story might have on someone else's life. This is the foundation of the Be a Smart Woman movement. Our movement seeks to empower women through the sharing of their journeys with other women. Sometimes we don't even realize the lessons that our stories hold until we share them with others. I am Claire Faithfull, founder of Be a Smart Woman. And it is my hope and dream that this podcast will illuminate personal lessons for you, the way listening to other women's stories has inspired me for years. We are so glad you are here. Let's enjoy this journey together. We have a great show today. We will be interviewing the wonderful Victoria Johnson. Victoria started her career journey as Special Agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Assistant United States Attorney. This journey ultimately leads Victoria to recreate her career path and become a shaman, teacher, writer, and oriental medicine practitioner. Victoria leads workshops and groups to support you in healing your heart and following your true soul path in life. On our show today, Victoria will share what led her to choose a completely different career path and inspire us beautiful women that we can follow our dreams. As Victoria says, this is the time for the feminine, the divine feminine in each of us, to help lead the way back to love. Welcome to the Be a Smart Woman podcast. Hi, everyone. Hope you're all having a fabulous day. Well, today we have a wonderful guest, Victoria Johnson, and we're going to be talking about the divine feminine and what that means. So welcome, Victoria, to the show.
Thank you, Claire. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, I'm really happy you're here. Now, a little earlier on, Victoria was sharing with me a quote. And before we start really talking, I would love for her to read this quote to us because I found it very profound and I just feel like we all need to know it. So if you wouldn't mind, Victoria, that would be awesome.
Sure. Absolutely. This is a quote from Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, author of Women Who Run with the Wolves, which is an amazing book, by the way. And this quote has a lot to say about these times and what we're really being called to. And I'm actually going to give you excerpts from a longer piece that Dr. Estes wrote. Do not lose heart. We are made for these times. We are needed. That is all we can know. Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of the poor, suffering world, will help immensely. It is not given to us to know which acts or by whom will cause the critical mass to tip toward an enduring good.
That is a wonderful quote. Welcome to the show, Victoria. What a great way to start.
Thank you.
So would you like to, can you give us a little bit of, maybe just a little bit of intro about what led you on your journey and why we are actually talking about the divine feminine, what your message is for us today?
Sure. Well, many years ago, as a young woman, I was much more in my masculine. I was more geared toward achievement and more toward doing and studying. And I was working in a predominantly male career of law enforcement. I was an FBI agent and a federal prosecutor. And in those worlds, it was very much about me having to be in that place of the masculine a lot of the time in order to be taken seriously and to have credibility. So I lived in that world for such a long time that my own body came out of balance. And I ended up eventually going to acupuncture and Chinese medicine to try to find that balance. And when that started, I realized that there was a part of my life that I really wasn't allowing to express itself. And it was much more of that feminine place of receiving and being nurtured and nurturing and allowing more of my heart to show and to be in a place of being and loving and being more with my vulnerability.
Oh my God, that sounds, I like that, loving vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I love that.
So within that journey, a lot of things changed in my life. It was clear that I needed to step back, to take care of myself, to find out more about who I was as a person. And the acupuncture and Chinese medicine really helped me to discover that. And I ended up studying that Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And that totally took me on a different life. It opened up so many new doors to me. And I realized this divine feminine is an aspect that we all have. A lot of times we subjugate her. Men have this. Women have this. And we put her away because of the pace of our lives, because of our work, because of our family duties. And when she comes out, she comes from such place of her own individual heart, a person's own individual heart, but also the world heart.
Mm. So you're talking about this, from what I'm understanding, what you're saying is that we, as women, we have all these responsibilities in life that we sort of like innately just do, like taking care of our children, taking care of our husbands, the house, mm-hmm. the shopping, the laundry, maybe the career that we also have and the different people that that entails. But this is really about getting in touch with who we really are.
Absolutely.
Who as a woman.
Yes. As a woman and as that feminine aspect of ourselves, right. Which men also have. But with women, I think it's much more likely that we put that part aside and we're all about the doing instead of the allowing, allowing the universe to come to us, allowing our lives to blossom, allowing and trusting in the universe. So this part is just incredibly healing. It's healing for us and it's healing for the planet as well.
Right. So how do we as women really get in touch with that? Like, what's the word? Not all the things that we do that are part of being a woman, but the maybe what is our real message here in the world as individually as women? Because I'm figuring that each woman has a unique gift. So how do we discover that? Right.
Well, it's wonderful to first be able to take time away to ask our ourselves, to ask our partners, to let them know that we need this time away so that we can discover who we are again. Our roles, all of the roles that we have of mother and wife and caretaker and career person, all of these roles all have destiny lines. They all have an outcome. And when we are plugged into all of those, our energy is going into all of those outlets. So the first thing is really about deciding that we need to unplug, that we need to take time for ourselves, that women need to have that room of their own, as Virginia Woolf would say. We need to have that space. And we are all the better for it when we take that time away, whether it's meditation or journaling or workshops or yoga, just really being able to allow ourselves to have that time where we can just be.
Right.
And
I think from what I feel is that there's probably a lot of women that say that sounds like a really great idea, but I'm so busy. How do I do that? What do I need to do in order to take that time? Like, is that time 30 minutes a day, or is it just a little, you know, where I take a couple of hours a week and I say, okay, right now this is mommy time, or this is my time, or?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. We are busy. We do have full lives, and everyone has those places where we feel like we can't take that time for ourselves. So even if it's just taking a few minutes a day to go sit on a meditation cushion, to breathe, you know, to go back to our breath and to center ourselves, to come back to ourselves and just be with our breath. That is an incredible way to begin to allow ourselves to take more time and more measure. I don't remember who said it, but it's been attributed to one of the Buddhist priests, and I don't remember who it is, that if you're busy, how does it go? You should take time to meditate 10 minutes a day, and if you really don't have the time, take an hour.
Oh, I love that.
So I wish I could remember who said it, but it is so true. We gain so much from taking that time for ourselves, you know, even if it's a bath, you know, shutting the door and setting up supports for everyone else so that we can go shut the door and take a bath and be in the place of the water, being back with that energy of the water and time to ourselves. Any little piece that we can offer ourselves leads us to take more time. It's like building a muscle, I think, sometimes.
Okay.
If we're, it's wonderful to be able to take time away for a meditation retreat or a workshop so that we can start to understand when we see how much the roles drain our energy and how we're plugging into all these circuits where we're being drained and we're not taking in energy back to feed ourselves, we can really understand how much more we need to do. We can go back to our lives and, you know, say, I need to rearrange my life so that I can fit myself into it.
Right. And it sounds to me like it's a really important thing for our times right now, because from every time I'm turning on the TV or if I quickly glance the news, I don't watch the news a lot, but when I do see a little bit of it, one of the things I keep hearing being spoken is that everyone's very stressed, everyone's overloaded, and so it sounds to me like this is a really good time to take that 10 minutes. And sometimes, absolutely, I think you're right, 10 minutes, it doesn't seem like a long time, but just to stand still and do something simple just for yourself for 10 minutes,
absolutely,
could be an amazing training. That's, I really, true, like that way of looking at it, that it's not just, you know, people say, oh, you need to meditate or you need to do this, but sometimes we just need to start somewhere. So absolutely, I'm wondering out there, who of you are willing to take the challenge and take 10 minutes a day just for yourself and see what that feels like? Yeah, so I love all your ideas about that. Now, is there anything more that you would share with us about being a divine feminine woman and what that looks like? To give us a little bit more insight.
Sure. I think it also is lovely when we can create support systems for ourselves with other women who have that love in their hearts for women, and we can support one another in taking the time and taking time away. One of the things that I'm finding in my shamanic practice is that we're all caught in fight or flight, and you know, we're all so revved up. Our adrenals are really overtaxed right now with a lot of things that are going on in the world. And we get wound up in that, and it causes sort of a cascade of chemicals in our body that affects our heart rate, affects our ability to really see and notice what's around us, our ability to sleep. And a lot of times when I'm working with people are caught in fight or flight that needs to be decoupled. And there are techniques for doing that that can be used with them. And then when we're back in our body, when we're back, it grounds us back into the Pachamama, to the Mother Earth, we can make really good decisions for ourselves. So it's like the gift that just keeps on giving. If we can find those places of stillness inside of us, and if we can come back to that place of the feminine and, you know, in that, to that queen that we are,
right,
to allow ourselves to be given to and nurtured as well.
Yeah. And I think I was just, as you were saying that, I was thinking how the divine feminine, it sounds, what's the word? A little bit maybe woo-woo for some people out there. They'll be thinking, well, I'm a woman, but what's divine about me? You know, like that sense of self-love, or how do we know that we're in that place of really honoring ourselves as a feminine woman?
Beautiful question. Well, I think in my life, if I can make an example or
yes, absolutely, an example,
when I was in much more of the masculine place of my life, I feel that I really was only seeing myopically. I mean, it was about the goal. It was about, you know, being able to achieve that. It was about the work, all the work that had to be done. It was about the tasks on the list of things to do. It was about everything that was outside of me, as
okay,
opposed to what was inside of me. And when we are in that place of relaxing into the feminine, when we can do that, we create peace inside of ourselves. And that peace can flow from us out into the world. And one of the ways that we do it is to also achieve our, or receive our own work. To be able to have some supports from someone who knows how to help us unwind all of those cords from all of those roles.
Right.
So that we can come back into our center and be in that place. It's really part of our psyche. There's an aspect that's divine, that's a divine feminine, and there's an aspect that's the masculine. And when we are in balance, you know, it's really about having both of those, but many of us are so overwhelmed with one side of it that it takes a while. We really need to focus on the feminine to bring it back. We need to have that place of honoring inside of us for all things feminine, like the earth, for example.
No, I know, Mother Earth.
Yes.
And that's I think you're right. It's interesting because I feel like as human beings right now, there's a lot of disconnect between us as humans and the earth and how we take care of the earth. And so I feel like this is a very important topic for us as women to have, really, is about how can we become the nurturers again without, you know, I think, can we not have it all? Can we have our career and be the nurturers for ourselves and for the world and for our families? I guess it starts with family first, ourselves, then our family, and then it spreads out into the world.
Right. I think there's a part of it is to ask for support for ourselves as well, because we tend to forget ourselves and
okay,
we don't
that's
put ourselves
a key
on the
thing.
List.
We do forget ourselves.
We do.
Okay.
We do. And with the earth, you know, there's so it's she's been so we talk about her and what I do is with the lineage that I work with as she, the mother is so such a commodity. We see her as how to make use of her resources and how to get from her and how to own land instead of how to steward land. And one of the ways in which the divine feminine comes back into play is to honor that feminine in the earth so deeply, you know, to offer her gratitude, to offer her ceremonies, to be just connected to her belly to belly again, so that we always know how to honor her and how to remember her as the first mother that we've had and the always mother, the mother that's always with us, even if we have lost our maternal, our mother. She is abiding, and to remember to represent her when we're in our day, to make daily choices about how can we best steward her? What is best for her is also best for us in the long run.
Right, because I feel that everything is, I don't know if this is the correct word, but I want to say holographic. So in other words, how we respond to the world is kind of what we then manifest for ourselves. And I'm learning about that and understanding it. So I would imagine if we are kinder and more aware of Mother Earth, that the planet to me is a living entity.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we forget that.
This is true. I think being with the shamans that I've worked with in Peru is so magical to me because they are in spirit all of the time. They're always aware of their connection to the earth, and they're always aware of how to better serve her. And there are times when I've been traveling with Don Francisco, who is one of the teachers I've worked with, that, you know, I've been on an airplane with him to Hawaii. And the first thing that we do when we land at the retreat where we're doing the retreat center, where we're doing our retreat, is that we get off the plane and we immediately go to the ocean and we have ceremony. He is besotted with the mother. He sees her as this beautiful goddess in a way, this Gaia goddess. And it's such a joy to be with him because you see what's possible from that love. These ceremonies are very powerful. And when we give that love to her in ceremony, she gives it back to us. So we're in Aini with her, which is right relationship. And so, you know, that honoring is a really beautiful part of our connection to the feminine earth and also to the feminine inside of us.
So I'm seeing something here, a little pattern here that, so it's almost like if we are honoring the divine feminine in us, we will be honoring the divine feminine of the earth and nature around us.
Yes.
So it's sort of like it's not, it sort of kind of goes in hand.
Yes, and the opposite is true.
When the opposite.
When we honor her, we're really honoring ourselves as well.
And I guess I've always had a dream that all women will just, even though we're all completely unique and all completely wonderfully different, that we will all one day come together in this knowing of that divine feminine and hold each other, even though we're all completely, totally, beautifully unique. And maybe we don't always agree or understand what another woman is believing or understanding, but that we could maybe just accept each other fully. I think that would be very powerful in the world.
That would be powerful, and it would reverberate across the planet. It really would. I feel so strongly that, you know, that those circles of women that we were talking about earlier are so important in that, because we are that mirror for one another. We do hold that for one another. And in honoring each other's differences and each other's incredible gift that we all have, that special gift and that special purpose that we want to bring forth in the world, and to really encourage one another to stand in that, to make a place for ourselves, to stand in that power, to stand in that beauty and that love, you know, is amazing. And for one woman to acknowledge another woman's beauty and power and gift in the world is tremendously healing for everyone in that interaction, the people who observe it, the people who are there. It's, you know, we are each other's sisters of the heart. And I feel like so many more women are really understanding that and living into that beautiful dream that we can create together. And what you're doing with your amazing podcast is just bringing us back to our heart, which is where the most amazing healing happens.
You know? Yeah, and I thank you for saying that, because I think that we were talking about the divine feminine. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, as we've been talking about the life I've led and how, you know, I had a career in the film business and traveled all around the world, and then I became a mother, and I was like, okay, I don't want to do I'm not working anymore. I have to like work on this little baby. Oh my God, I have to be a mommy. and what that entailed and learning all these aspects. Because I knew that when I was holding my daughter in my arms, I went, oops, I'm in big trouble. Like, I better go and do some work on myself, learn who I am, because otherwise, oh, I might be a scary mommy. It was the first concept I have that we really do have to take a look at ourselves as women.
Absolutely. Like, I remember that remember the same that. Place with my son. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like they hear this little life and yes. all of a sudden we're responsible for that mm-hmm. life's well-being until they grow up and they leave. And then hopefully if we've done a good job, they are happy, young, beautiful souls on the planet out there now finding their bliss and their path.
Yes, yes. And they're such amazing teachers, aren't they? They call us to ourselves. They call us to our best selves. And I agree with you. I think that certainly in my case also was just a huge place where my son really called me to this. Life was incredibly busy as an attorney, and I was working hours and hours every week, doing appellate briefs. I was an appellate lawyer in the U.S. Attorney's Office. And I can remember so many nights of writing briefs all night and not having anything left to give to this amazing child that my husband and I loved with everything.
Wow.
And getting up in the morning and starting all over again and wondering, you know, this is no longer the prelude to when my life begins. This is my life. And is this the life I really want to create with this amazing child? So it really led to my eventually leaving the practice of law and studying acupuncture and Chinese medicine and working on myself, because there was some stuff to work on.
Yeah, I know. And I think there is something for us ladies out there that, you know, we do need to sometimes take a little look inside about, you know, are we really walking our path? You know, what makes us angry? Why do we feel these emotions? Or, you know, what kind of people do we have in our lives and what's going on? Anyway, but that's all for another day. But I was just feeling that, you know, like after Laura left college and I held on to the end. She just said, Mom, your job is done. You've done a wonderful job. I love and adore you. But now it's time for you. So what are you going to do? You should go back and be a makeup artist, Mom, because that's what you did. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I did that. That was fun. But now it's all changed anyway. I'd probably have to go back to school. And that is what ultimately, through a sea of different events mm-hmm. and me praying to the universe to guide me, ended up that doing a podcast was what I was called to do, really. And I would say about 10 months ago, I didn't even know what a podcast was. Mm-hmm. Don't laugh, everyone, but I really didn't know what a podcast was. So, and here we are.
Well, you're definitely in your medicine, in your element, and I'm so glad you followed that instinct.
Yeah, and I think that what I'm realizing is in life it's a journey. Mm-hmm. And I think the divine feminine in all of us, and I think that energy in us, it can change. It's not like we're on a train and we're just going down the track. Mm-hmm. That sometimes you suddenly stop, get off the train and get on another one, you make a right turn, or mm-hmm. we can constantly keep moving. We don't have to stay on the same track for the whole of our lives if we don't want to. It's like Absolutely. A good thing to me, because I love your story of how you were an attorney and then you were a mother and then an acupuncturist and Chinese herbal doctor. I mean, I find that, like, that's such, from one to the other, and what amazing extremes mm-hmm. of difference.
Well, you know, there's a thread that runs throughout it. And I think that instinct for investigation that was there in the FBI and as a federal prosecutor is still there with what I do now. There's a desire to know why things are the way they are, a desire to be of service, because my initial instincts in going to law school were about possibly, you know, becoming a VISTA attorney, which was like the Peace Corps.
Oh.
So going into it with a desire to make a difference in the world, and then through the process of being in it and being with it for 10 years or more, I realized I could make a difference. I would have more pleasure in making a difference outside of the law. And so that really, it led me, my own need for the healing led me to become a healer.
Right. So it's sort of like your path just has taken on this perfect journey. And now here we are doing a podcast and inspiring many women that I think we can follow our dreams and we can follow that path.
Yes. And, you know, if I had one thing to say to your audience today, to the women in your audience, I would say, really believe in yourself. Take time to nurture yourself and to nurture your dreams while you're nurturing everyone else. You're beautiful, you're powerful, and you have this incredible destiny and this incredible purpose that is yours alone, that doesn't necessarily involve your family or doesn't necessarily show up in the way that you might think it would. And I would just encourage you to really honor and love yourself, because we all benefit when you do that.
Wow. Well, that is a great way to end our show today. Thank you so much, Victoria, for coming and sharing a little piece of your wisdom. And I hope you'll come back on our show again, and because I know Victoria Johnson has lots of wonderful wisdom to share with us all. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. See you next time. Thank you so much, Victoria Johnson, for coming on the Be a Smart Woman show today and sharing your journey with us that led you to follow your soul's path and support other women in discovering theirs. If you would like to find out more about Victoria or schedule an appointment with her, you can go to her website, condojourney.com, and that is www.condojourney.com. Wraps up our Be a Smart Woman podcast for today. I hope that you discovered something about yourself during today's podcast, as I truly believe we can learn something from everyone we meet. If you like what you heard today, I invite you to subscribe and leave a review. We'd love to have you in our Be a Smart Woman family. You can also follow and like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you've got questions or think you have a story to share, you can find our contact information at beasmartwoman.com. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.